Good morning, John. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the Keepersall Estates Restaurant and Winery, East Texas destination, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. It's been said that politics abandons its wounded. Certainly that seems the case with respect to President Obama. More than one Democratic candidate locked in a tight midterm race has either been reluctant or has outright refused to admit ever even having voted for Obama. Democrats are all but unanimous in not wishing to be seen with him. A difficult second term. One that has included the horribly botched rollout of Obamacare, continuing revelations concerning what happened in Benghazi, the Veterans Affairs hospital scandals, the IRS scandal, the meteoric rise of the terrorist group ISIS, and just lately, the government's poor response to the Ebola crisis has exacted a heavy toll. The cool, smooth competence of the Obama campaign has devolved into an increasingly unhinged Obama administration. Things were very much different not that long ago, but even so, given the near collapse of his second term, it's becoming hard to remember just how brightly the Obama star once shone. I was on the floor of what was then called the Fleet Center in Boston for the 2004 Democratic National Convention and Obama's keynote speech. I and a colleague both recognized an up-and-comer when we saw one. I compared Obama's speech to the future President Ronald Reagan, the one he gave at the 1964 GOP convention. I was again on hand in 2008 when Obama accepted the Democratic nomination on a stage adorned with Greek columns and a stadium filled with close to 100,000 people. All around me, I saw women and men with tears streaming down their faces. Fast forward 6 years, and one can only imagine the disappointment of many of those weeping supporters, even if they might be loath to say so. Following yet another difficult, costly, controversial, and ultimately indecisive war, and in the wake of the housing collapse that nearly brought about an economic collapse, millions of Americans wanted to believe that what was needed was a benevolent, all-seeing philosopher king, a man who, by dint of charm, intellect, and personality, could bring order out of chaos. That was the hope of hope and change. Little of that hope now remains. What's left is a civics lesson. The Messiah exists in Judeo-Christian theology, but nowhere in the U.S. Constitution. When it comes to governing a free nation, there is no place for a Messiah. No cult of personality can effectively or justly govern any nation, let alone a republic of 50 sovereign states and 315 million people that spans an entire continent. Prosperity is the fruit of freedom, and freedom exists only where there is individual responsibility, a keenly felt duty of self-help, dispersed power, and a cultural belief in government restrained by law. To the extent that these national traits existed 6 years ago, they exist much less so today, and the results are now on display. The country tried a Messiah in 2008. In 2014, Democrats, by their deeds, if not their words, are admitting that it didn't work out. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. Well, let's break out the Christmas music. If you'll take a moment to think about the gifts you're going to need for your clients and customers now, your close associates, your friends now, your holiday season gift giving will go a lot better. As to what to give, well, food has to be eaten or it goes bad. Plants and flowers die. But wine is patient. It will wait until your friend or associate is ready to enjoy it, and when that moment comes, he or she will remember you well. Keepersall has three elegant wine gift boxes from which you can choose, each containing a different combination of Keepersall wines, and each only $50. Order them now, and Keepersall will have the time to create gift cards with your logo or your personal message to make your gifts really special. Your holiday gift boxes will be ready for delivery by whatever means you choose the week after Thanksgiving. Wine gift boxes from Keepersall are a tradition for me. They should be for you, too. To see the collections and to place your order, simply click the corporate gifts button on the homepage of Keepersall.com.